سعيد برؤيتكم في منصبكم هذا، ولكم منا كل الدعم لإنجاح هذه الدورة من عمل لجنتنا. واسمحوا لي أن أنتقل الكلام باللغة الإنجليزية. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner. Jordan aligns itself with statements made on behalf of groups it belongs to. Providing a safe haven for those seeking refuge and protection for those fleeing injustice and danger has always been a guiding principle applied in reality time and again throughout Jordan's history. We also take pride in dealing with refugees as human beings and not as mere numbers or statistics, as we remain to be a model of refuge and protection despite the tremendous pressures exacerbated by COVID-19. In particular, so much has been sacrificed to accommodate 1.3 million of our Syrian brethren for more than 10 years now. Despite all the challenges this has created in each and every operating sector in the country, we continue to provide basic necessary services. Schools are run on double shifts in order to provide education and accommodate for Syrian students. Work permits that are issued for Syrians in Jordan, despite severe problems in the Jordanian labor market, and they are included in our healthcare systems. From the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, refugees have been included by the government of Jordan within its national response plan. And on the same principles apply to Jordanian citizens. And since January this year, they have been receiving the COVID-19 vaccine alongside their Jordanian brethren. A third of eligible refugees living in camps have been vaccinated so far. All of this was carried out while facing tremendous economic challenges with considerable unemployment rates, immense pressure severely impacting our health, water, education, and electricity sectors, just to name a few. A 90% deficit in this year's Jordan response plan, where $220 million of the originally planned $2.4 billion were funded. The commitment of our friends and partners in the international community in this regard has been invaluable, but much remains to be done. Mr. Vice Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, we value the collaboration between our Ministry of Health and UNHCR. Last month, we witnessed the announcement that refugee medical specialists, anesthesiologists, and general doctors have started working in hospitals and clinics across Jordan as United Nations volunteers. This only shows the lengths Jordan has gone to in setting up exemplary practices in refugee hosting, including the cooperation between our Ministry of Education and the UNHCR in making e-learning more accessible for refugee students. We call, Mr. High Commissioner, we echo your call upon the international community to realize the importance for more solidarity and support in the world. Burden and responsibility sharing among countries worldwide remains to be a pillar that has to be reinforced. Unprecedented global crises like climate displacement compound further already complicated challenges. The dangerous effects of climate change and global warming on food security, water scarcity, and extreme weather events like droughts, wildfires, and hurricanes are already additional threats to displacement and refugees. We need and must be able to develop new ways to respond as one world to such crises. Mr. Vice Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, collective will remains a key driver to seeking solutions for protracted situations. While we note that the resettlement figures continue to be modest and the numbers of voluntary returns have been well below expectations, there is no doubt that more should be done to facilitate the refugees' voluntary return in greater numbers into their countries to help build a better future. And we need to be constantly reminded that the responsibility towards refugees is that of all. This year marks 30 years of cooperation between Jordan and UNHCR. We look forward to strengthen and bolster our cooperation. Thank you, Mr. President.